This story happens almost 400 years ago. There now became a new emperor. There just became a new king, King Matthias. Now, when there becomes a new king, there is a special big celebration, a party called a coronation, where they coronate the king. Oh, my Marston, does that mean they put corn on the king? No, of course not. That's not a coronation. Not coronation. Coronation. They crown the king and they make him the new king in a special party. Not only they blow trumpets, but they have a big parade and special food and special celebrations and music, and everybody is there, and important people and regular people. Shh. Now, the custom was that the king himself would choose the place for his coronation, that they would crown him king and have the party. He would pick the city that he wants to become coronated in. Shh. And now King Matthias announced to his people the name of the city. Now everybody in the whole kingdom wants their city to be chosen. Of course, it's a special honor. And there's more involved than that, as you're going to see in this city, I mean this story, as you will hear about in this story, why exactly everybody so much wants to have the coronation of the king in their city. Of course, the kiddies want the parade and the party. And adults, you know, they're interested also in more things than that, as we're going to see. But the first thing is, where does the king want his coronation? And King Matthias announces, of course, they blow the trumpets, beep, 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 beep. The coronation of King Matthias will take place in the city of Frankfurt. You ever heard of Frankfurt? Yeah, you heard of a Frankfurter. Who likes a hot dog? Well, the city was not called Hot Dog. It was called Frankfurt. Frankfurt on Main. Now, we're not going to the whole time say Frankfurt on Main because it's just too much to say. We're going to call it Frankfurt, which is a city, and it's still there. Hey, what an amazing thing. What are we eating today for lunch? Hot dogs. What are hot dogs really called besides hot dogs? Frankfurters. Why are they called Frankfurters? Because they came from a place called Frankfurt. Just like hamburgers came from a place called Hamburg. Frankfurters came from Frankfurt. And what is the name of the city in our story that the king is going to have his crown placed on his head? Frankfurt! Oh, the yeshiva is serving lunch according to the story. This is complete ruchnius. Unbelievable. Hashkacha pratis. And Kinolak, let's continue. This is a very good story. It's such a good story that it's got a yucky ending. So yucky that I'm deciding maybe I shouldn't tell you because it's got such a yucky ending. But since boys like a yucky ending, but the girls don't and their mommies, so if I do decide to tell you the yucky ending, you will not tell your sister or your mommy the yucky ending. Now, that's if I choose to tell you the yucky ending. Since we're eating in the lunchroom during this story, I might choose not to tell you the yucky ending. But if you beg me and you ask me nicely and you show me that even though you're eating, you still want to hear the yucky ending. And the reason I'm saying this, because I know you love a yucky ending, and the yuckier the better. Well, we'll see about the yucky ending. But before we get to the yucky ending, we have to get to the beginning. And because we're hardly beginning, we'll never get to the yucky ending. And I didn't even mention the middle. The mayor of Frankfurt called a meeting of the town. And now the people came to the meeting with the mayor. Now the mayor, he did not call everybody in the whole city. He called the leaders. The leaders. Now, the mayor is the big leader. But there are other leaders in the city. For example, the leader of the parks, because they want to make the parks beautiful. The leader of the fruit stores. The leader of the bakeries. The leader of the grocery stores. Now, what do they care about all these stores? The mayor tells everybody, we are going to have thousands and thousands of visitors coming to our city. Many people from all over the country will want to be here, which means, number one, we want to make everything beautiful. Number two, the city will make a lot of money selling things to all the people, because whoever comes wants to buy food and they want to stay somewhere. The leader of the hotels is there. We have to make sure that the hotels are nice for all of our important visitors. We have to make sure the streets are clean. Then we have to plan a special meal in honor of the king. So we need the leaders of the fruit stores to donate fruit and vegetables. The leader of the fish stores will donate fish. The leader of the bakeries will bake the bread and the cakes and the cookies and the rolls. And we will plan a grand reception for King Matthias. The leader of the flower stores will decorate the whole place with flowers, and so on and so on. Now, here we get to the real thing of the story. Sitting at the meeting was a very big troublemaker. In a minute, you're going to hear his name. He has a very interesting name. And as he's thinking by this meeting, he is also planning an evil plan, because this man who is planning an evil plan was a troublemaker and an enemy of the Jews. And all of a sudden, he got a very evil idea in his head. His name is Vincent. His name is Vincent Fettmilch. Isn't that a good name? Vincent Fettmilch, or Fettmilch, but I think it's Fettmilch and not Fettmilch. But anyway, his first name is Vincent, that's for sure. Let me tell you about Vincent Fettmilch, or Vincent Fettmilch. Should we call him Fettmilch? That sounds even worse than Fettmilch. Let's call him Vincent Fettmilch. Shh. Okay. He happened to be the leader of all the bakeries. How did Vincent Fettmilch become the leader of all the bakeries? Was he an expert baker? No! He didn't even own a bakery. But he loved donuts, and he loved cakes, and he loved bread, and he loved brownies. So what did he do? He also loved matzke and liquor and whiskey. And he would walk into a bakery after he drank a few cups of matzke, and he's hungry. Well, he wants to eat. Well, he doesn't have money in his pocket because he's a little bit too shicker to work. He comes in the bakery. Oh, I see that you have delicious donuts and cookies. Vincent Fetchmilk, that's my name. I would like to have some of those delicious things that I see in your bakery. And the bakery man or lady says, well, it's okay. Whatever you want, we'll put in a bag, and you pay the money, and you can eat it. No. I have a different idea. I will take care of your bakery and make sure that nothing happens to it in exchange for a payment, not of money, but of baked stuff. A bag of baked stuff. And the people would say in the bakery, oh, what should happen to the bakery that you should help that nothing should happen? Nothing's happening anyway. Only a customer should come in and pay. Oh, no, Vincent says. No, things could happen at night, like getting broken windows and stuff like that. I'm very good in protecting your bakery that you shouldn't get any broken windows. Well, they would say, go away, we don't have broken windows. Well, the next day, the bakery man would come back to his bakery in the morning, and during the night, broken windows. Oh no, look, I have broken windows. Oh, I can't have broken windows, it's very expensive. I need somebody to take care of that. It shouldn't be broken windows. I better call that Vincent Fetmilk. And he would come in the morning back to the bakery. Oh, Mr. Fetmilk, we did have broken windows, so we would like that you should take care of our bakery at night, that it shouldn't happen again. Here's a bag of donuts. Oh, thank you. Now, can you figure out who in the middle of the night broke the windows of the bakery?
He himself!
Vincent Fetmilk himself. And then he would make it like he's going to protect the bakery. It shouldn't happen. And that's how he became the leader of all the bakers. Now, Vincent Fetmilk likes to wake up in the morning and with his donuts and cookies and cakes, he loves to have a big glass of matzke or beer or wine or whiskey or all four. And he also has a bunch of friends that also have the same breakfast like him. Now, after a breakfast of donuts, cookies, cakes, beer, wine, matzke, and whiskey, do you think these people are ready to go out to work? Or they're too drunk to go to work? Obviously, they're in no shape to go to work. So what do they do? What do? To get money for more donuts, wine, beer, whiskey, and matzke? Well, unfortunately, they either steal or rob or chas v'shalom cheat or do other funny business things, but they don't really work because they're very lazy after the kind of breakfast they drink and eat. So therefore, they make trouble. Now, when Vincent Fetmilk and his friends get drunk, they like to make trouble in the Jewish neighborhood. And unfortunately, they make a lot of trouble in the Jewish neighborhood. And since the Jews are not fighters, Vincent Fetmilk and his friends go over there and make the trouble, and the Jews cannot do too much about it. Now, they go to the police. Aren't the police supposed to help? The problem is, the police were afraid Vincent Fetmilch, because he was such a troublemaker, and his troublemaker friends, that even the police were afraid of them. So he got away with all the trouble he made. Now one day, the Jews made a meeting, and the strong Bacharim and the strong Tatis decided to make a group that the next time Vincent Fetmilch and his gang comes into the Jewish neighborhood, they will not want to ever start up again. So, these Bacharim and strong Tatis and men, they got big sticks and other kind of things. And the next time Vincent Fetmilch got shicker and came with his friends to make trouble, oh boy, did they have a big surprise. They had a big surprise, and they went running out of the Jewish neighborhood so fast, crying home that they never, never would dare start up again with those Jews. They did not expect what happened to them. Oh boy, did they get smashed up. Now, from that time on, Vincent Fetmilch planned to get the Jews back for what they did to him. He always said to his friends, I will find an opportunity, I will find a chance to get those Jews back for what they did to us when we went into their neighborhood. All right. Now we continue with the story of Vincent Fetmilch, or Fetmilch. Fetmilch sounds worse than Fetmilch. However, I think the correct way to pronounce it is Fetmilch, even though Fetmilch sounds, you know, even whatever. But I will say whatever comes to mind. As we remember, Vincent Fetmilch would like to get the Jews back for what they did to him, or what he thinks they did to him, even though, of course, he deserved even more than that. And now he has his chance at the meeting with the mayor to plan the party for the king. And he says, Mr. Mayor, none of the bakers will bake anything for the king's party. And the mayor says, what? Wait a minute. We need to make a special meal for the king. We need bread. We need rolls. We need cookies and cakes and donuts and the finest of baked goods. Vincent Fetmilch says, no bread, no rolls, no cakes, no cookies, nothing. No bakery will do anything until I get what I want. Since I am the leader of all bakeries, only if you will do what I say will you get anything from the bakeries. Now, Kinnelach, even the mayor was afraid of Vincent Fetmilch and his gang. They were afraid to start up with them. Now, what was he planning over here? This is what Vincent says. Who wants to hear the plan of Vincent Fetmilch? Okay, this is his plan. He says, Mayor, there is something going on that's not fair. Now, Mr. Mayor, I want to explain what's not fair. This is what's not fair. The Jews have all the chances, and my friends have no chances. You go to the fruit store. Who owns it? A Jew. You go to the fish store. Who owns it? A Jew. You go to the grocery store. Who owns it? A Jew. You go to the jewelry store. Who owns it? A Jew. It's no fair. They have all the chances to make the money. They have all the businesses. When all of the visitors come for the coronation party, who is going to get from it? The Jews. My friends will get nothing from it. They never have a chance to make money. The Jews will get rich. The Jews will enjoy the party. And my friends will be left out in the cold. I say my friends have to have their chance, or else no baked goods for the party. Now, Kinnelach, do you think that this is a fair complaint? Or maybe this is the reason why Vincent Fetmilch's friend, his friends, are not in these businesses. Okay, let's take a vegetable store, a fruit store. Whoever owns it have to wake up early. They have to do all the ordering. They have to get all the stuff for the store. They have to take care of the store the whole day. They have to be nice to the customers. Now, a person has to work pretty hard to do that. Now, what if a person wakes up late and he's drunk and he's lazy and he doesn't feel like working hard? Do you think he could be the leader of the fruit and vegetable store? No, not exactly. Well, let's take the jewelry man. The jewelry man learned how to be a jewelry man. And he knows how to work with gold and diamonds and stuff like that. And he knows how to make jewelry and bracelets and necklaces. And he probably spent years learning the trade. And then he works hard and he makes nice jewelry and sells it. Now, what if a person says, I don't want to really learn and work hard. And if I get a piece of gold, I'll sell it to get money to buy myself some more mashke. Does that sound the man that is going to be the owner of a jewelry store? Not exactly. So Vincent Fetmilch's friends didn't really want to work too hard or, you know, assume responsibility. If you don't know what that means, you'll find out, you know, to be responsible, to take care. That's more the reason why they were not in the businesses. And the Jews, who were very hardworking and honest, were. But Vincent Fetmilch is now demanding on the mayor, only if my friends are given jobs, not only as workers, they should be the leaders, the owners. Only then will we give the baked goods for the king's party. Now, Kinnelach, the mayor said no. And when the mayor said no, Vincent Fetmilch got very upset. Because Vincent Fetmilch does not like the answer no. You know what Vincent Fetmilch likes the answer to be? Yes. Yes, Vincent, just the way you want it. But now, it did not turn out the way he wanted it. And he got very angry. And he gathered together his friends. And they started drinking the mashke. And they got very wild. And they started making more and more trouble. Kinnelach, Vincent Fetmilch and his friends are now making a meeting. They're meeting to plot to make more trouble. Tomorrow, Blinetter. Actually, tomorrow not. We'll have to wait for Fun Day. So on Fun Day, we'll continue with the story of Vincent Fetmilch. We are continuing the story of Vincent Fetmilch. Fetmilch. I like both ways. to pronounce it. Each way has a certain sound that the other one doesn't. Vincent Fetmilch said, "There will be no bread, no bagels, no rolls or cake, no cookies, and no donuts for the king's party unless my friends get to take over businesses. So when all the people come for the coronation of King Matthias, my friends have a chance to make money. Otherwise, it's no fair that only the Jews, they will get to make money. And all of them, all of their stores, they will get all the money. It's no fair." So, the Jews should be taken out of their stores. In their fruit store should not be a Jew. One of my friends will run the fruit store. The fish store, no Jew should be in the fish store. Only my friends. In the jewelry stores, no Jews, my friends. Nakinalach, the mayor, said to Vincent Fetmilch, "This is unfair," said the mayor. "This is not the way to do it. I will not hear of any such thing." Well, Kinalach, how did Vincent Fetmilch feel when the mayor turned him down and did not say yes? He said no. How do you think Vincent Fetmilch felt?
Bad!
He felt bad. And what does Vincent Fetmilch do when he feels bad? How does he make himself feel better? You know what he does? What does Vincent do when he feels upset?
He has to be happy when somebody likes him.
What?
He has to be happy.
He has to be happy. Well, you're right. What does Vincent do in order to make himself happy when things don't go his way and he gets upset? What does he do? He says, "Tell him." He helps somebody. What does he do?
Say, yeah.
Say yeah. Oh, say yeah. What does he do?
He throws him out of the store.
Well, you boys are too young to know about these things.
Help.
Helps? Vincent Fetmilch goes to a bottle of mashke or a bottle of whiskey or a bottle of wine and he starts to drink and drink and drink until Vincent gets drunk. Because he drank. After he drank, he gets drunk from all the drink that he drank. And this is what Vincent did. And of course, his friends come over and start drinking with him. And Vincent now gets very angry. Not only angry at the Jews, angry at the mayor of Frankfurt. Aha! I'll show him. What is he? A mayor of one city. I will write a letter to the king himself, accusing the Jews of all kinds of stuff. And the king himself will throw the Jews out, and we will take over the stores. And Vincent wrote now a letter to King Matthias, accusing the Jews of Chas v'Shalom cheating and doing all kinds of not good stuff, and not treating the customers in the stores nice, and doing all kinds of no-nos that people should not do in a store. And he says, "Therefore, King, because we want you to have the most beautiful coronation and the most nicest part and the nicest party." Sorry? Oh. Look, Rabbi Rappaport said, "I should give out this beautiful chocolate to the boy that is now the quietest." I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. In the next few minutes until the story is over, exactly 4 minutes and 22 seconds, I will have in mind the quietest boy. And if I don't find him, I will eat it myself as everyone is looking on, and you will all see me. Beksha HaKoyel, or whatever the bracha, I have to see what the bracha is on this thing, and eat it. I will eat it publicly while everybody is viewing the spectacle. Okay. Now, Vincent says to the king in the letter, King, we want you to have the nicest party, the best fruit and vegetables. Now, the Jews wanted to get you the lousy fruit and vegetables. We want to get you the best. So make sure one of my friends are in the fruit and vegetable stores. The Jews wanted to serve you old fish. What's better, a new fish or an old fish? What's better, a fresh fish or an old fish? What's better?
Old fish!
Okay, well, absolutely, a new fresh fish is better than an old fish. The Jews wanted to serve you by the party an old fish. We don't want a Jew to be in the fish store. We will serve you fresh fish.